God, dog, come on, Yiner. Good Lord, Yiner was third in the Silver Slugger Award last year for catchers. And he's dropped to the 8th spot. So
we need some Yiner bombs.
Something, man.
Yeah, Yiner was in the mix a couple of times in this 3-game sweep of the Phillies.
He had an RBI single to drive in one of those runs.
I mean, there wasn't but a few of them. Now, he didn't score but 5 runs, and Yiner was in the mix on it. So the 8 hole is an interesting spot for him. But I get it. He hadn't had his best year to date. We'll see how it all ends.
Damn, Cam. So. Oh,
Cam is rolling.
Cam is rolling. Smith, Myers, and Caratini is the DH tonight in front of Christian Walker. So that is what we're looking at right now. I am curious from the people, please. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, please jump in as well. And Clint and Tyler, I want to bring this to you guys. Clint, you first. We're at the halfway point officially after yesterday's game of the season, and they are 48-33 with now a 6.5 game lead in the American League West over the Mariners, and they are on pace to win 96 games. By the way, Tyler, did you make a bet on total wins this year for the Astros?
Before the baseball season got started, I had 2 future bets I put down. One was on the Astros to win over 86.5 games, and the other was on young Hunter Brown to win the Cy Young. So I'm feeling pretty damn good.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Wow. Did you? I didn't know you had it on Hunter to win the Cy Young, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I figured you got them wins. That 86 wins, that feels like...
Feels like they're going to get there.
Yeah.
Felt disrespectful.
I feel like you can. It almost feel like you can go ahead and plan things to do with that money coming in.
Oh yeah,
the way it is. I don't want to go too far with it, but you know, on pace to win 96 games, they've got the third best record in baseball at this point. Second best record in the American League behind the Tigers. All right, calm down, calm down. Carolina's just put her hands up.
The Detroit Tigers. Gal.
I don't know how they're doing this, but you all. As fans here, we've seen, obviously, the Astros had the run of going to 7 straight ALCSs here in the past, and they have been the best team in the last near decade 7 in Major League time. Baseball. So it's kind of waiting for that to come. in baseball, and you've seen and had the feel of championship teams, whether they have been teams that won it like the 2 championship teams that won, or even teams that you felt were championship-level teams that just fell short, you know, the one against the Nationals comes to mind. Are you, and with everything that is happening with this team, when you look at everything that's happening, do you have that feeling like you've had with these other past great Astros teams? Do you have that feeling of this feels like a championship team?
Yeah, for me it does.
For me it does.
I'm there. Look, I thought the World Series window was still open, although maybe not as wide as it was in the previous 10 years, say, give or take. I mean, I coming into this season, there were a couple of wild cards, right? I mean, I think there was. I mentioned Jeremy Pena, and I mentioned Yiner Diaz. One of those guys has jumped into potential MVP caliber player in Jeremy Pena. Yiner, we're going to need a little bit more. Also, almost tongue-in-cheek mentioned Jake Myers. That guy's hitting 300, and he's finding himself in the 3-4-5 hole. I think he even hit in the 2 hole at one point this year. So, you know, the other guys, I think, was Spencer Arrighetti and Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown's taking a huge step, obviously, in the Cy Young conversation. And we don't know exactly what Spencer Arrighetti is going to look like. But I just – where this team's at right now, Ron, you just mentioned it all. 6.5 game lead in the West, second-best team, third-best record in Major League Baseball, second-best team in the AL behind Detroit. And you've got – you have had – now, I don't cover every team in Major League Baseball, so I don't know who's had this level of injuries and had to weather this level of a storm. But the Astros have to be right up there with anybody in baseball in terms of injuries – to both the pitching staff as well as their top hitter, and so that's what the cavalry is coming, right? That the team that we just described, as good as they've played, you've got by far your best hitter coming back, and you've got two pitchers potentially coming back that will round out your top four, I would think, when it's all said and done. Now Tyler's big C, I mean, he that was impressive now. But you've got some serious talent that you're going to infuse back into this team over the back half after the All-Star break. That yeah, Ron, I got to think World Series.
So you're having that feel
absolutely
with this team,
100%.
Even though it looks different. Are you in that space, Tyler? Are you? Because like I said, you and the fans of the Astros have experienced what it has felt like and looked like leading into, oh, this is a championship team, and you have that expectation. This team does look a little different. I would just throw this out before you answer this. The first championship, this is the lineup. George Springer in center leading off. Bregman at third. Altuve at second, and this is Altuve in the midst of his prime. Carlos Correa batting fourth. Yuli batting fifth. Brian McCann at catcher. Marwin Gonzalez out there in left field. Josh Reddick was on that squad
world
as well.
Champ.
world champion, sender of nude photos to Tyler's wife.
Woo!
On her birthday, through Cameo for some reason. But like, and then you obviously understand the pitching rotation that was there, led by Verlander there. Does that feel? That was the first championship team. Yordan and Kyle Tucker is in the second one. Does this team feel like that to you? Do you feel like this is a championship team right now?
So that's the thing, and something you said in there is exactly, I mean, almost exactly the feelings I have regarding this 2025 Astros team. And it's that it's different, but the answer to that question is yes, the World Series expectations are still there. And to go along with everything you laid out with what was here in 2017 for that first World Series, let me give you this little stat. 2017, at this point of the season, that squad for the Astros, 54 wins, 27 losses. 2022, 53 and 28. That is very similar to where you're seeing this 2025 squad at right now. And I think the expectations are the same. It's different. It's absolutely different than what we're used to, because this Astros team is winning ball games 1-0, 2-0. And in those years, it was 8-7, 6-4 wins for that team. It's not as much done with the bats and just the explosive kind of dynamic of the bats. But the way this pitching staff is rolling with seven starters hurt, dude, yes, the expectations right now are World Series.
Just, 100%. It just looks so different. Like that, those lineups,
yes,
in like 17 and 22 and 19 that lost to the Nationals at Game 7 that I've heard a lot of people feel is actually maybe the best team that the Astros have ever had. It just looks so different when you start pitting them lineups with each other and then thinking like the pitching that those teams have had. But this Astros pitching, we got to start, even though they're not even completely healthy,
yeah,
yet. This Astros pitching is a different monster than it feels like they've even had. And they've had moments where Zach Greinke was their third starter, and he, yeah, was still a top pitcher in baseball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, at some point we got to tip our cap to Jim Crane. And you got to tip your cap to Dana Brown and what I've had. I'm coming around to Joe Espada. I mean, we talked about it last week. This is not. Hey, a pitcher got hurt. Well, let's pull up Hunter Brown. A pitcher got hurt. Let's pull up Ronel Blanco. A pitcher got hurt. Let's pull up Spencer Arrigate. Like the next best prospect. They've done some of that, and those prospects have been good. But this is more about how they bet on the Kyle Tucker move with the front office, and then Joe Espada and Citron and the staff has those guys playing at an extremely high level. And Joe Espada, I mean, I've never been a fan of the fluid lineup the way that Joe Espada clearly believes in it. But I can't knock him. I mean, Paredes jumped around early, found a home in the two-hole. Pena was absolutely crushing, and now this may be Altuve-led, but Pena is now your leadoff hitter. Cam Smith and Jake Myers, although, you know, there's been some injuries and obviously Walker struggling, those two guys have been hitting lights out, and they've taken advantage of those, how well those guys are swinging the bat by moving them up in the lineup. I mean, Diaz is – if you look at kind of how where he's been and how he's swung the bat all year, it's pretty spot on. If he's at the bottom of the lineup, he's not swinging it well. If he's in the hell, I think he hit the three hole one game. He was swinging it well at that time. So Joe Espada and the way he's had to manage through weathering these storms, I just don't, and the young guys, Ron, you made this point a month ago. The young guys, and the reality of it is Citron, your hitting coaches aren't necessarily gonna consistently make a difference in the Christian Walkers, Yordan Alvarez, Altuve world. Nobody's telling Altuve to swing out of his shoes every first pitch,
yeah,
right?
Nobody's teaching that.
Nobody's teaching that. But when you look at the Jake Meyers, the Cam Smiths, even the Peñas and the Diazes and these other guys that we see coming in here, Hummels of the world, these guys that are just kind of coming in and have been journeymen their whole are recently, and they're helping you win games. Like that is coaching. That a lot of that is coaching, and I got to tip my cap to those guys, man.
Wow, Tyler, this
I mean, he ain't no captain, but this is the year. This is the year to be a Joe Espada guy.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
This Traverse City air has really got
getting to me, man.
Look at that wine this morning. I didn't know you had fish.
It's that wine.
That pissed me off. You kept that fish from me. You ain't tell me about that damn fish.
Oh, little whitefish. It was in a can. Great Lakes whitefish. You know where they caught it? It was canned whitefish. They had whitefish a dip, kind of a spread. You know where it's Great Lakes whitefish. You know where they caught it?
What?
Great Lakes.
That's what I would guess.
Door, didn't it?
She felt the need to explain that, and then caught herself as she was walking us through our wine tasting. It was a funny moment that I remember.
I wish I could have been
fresh Atlantic crab. Guess where it's from.
That's kind of the Great Lake.
Hey, before any of us could say something, she caught herself. She caught herself.
She probably said, damn,
"Old Bonnie,
damn it, Caroline."
Caroline didn't do it. It was Bonnie.
Why would Bonnie say that?
Yeah, Bonnie. She beat us to the punch.
She probably beat herself up somewhere by herself. God, Bonnie, why did I say that? Went to the bathroom and said, "What the hell did I do that for?" Of course, it's the Great Lake.
Hey, it was great, man. Old Bonnie was taking it, and Bonnie was. Does wine chill you out? Like, wine's got a relaxing, chill effect to me.
Drunks me up.
I mean, Bonnie was, whether Bonnie was talking about wine or Bonnie was talking about gummies, one of the two, she was chill as all get out now.
Coming up next.
Salt of the earth.
Would she be a, what do you call wine experts?
What's it, a Cavassier?
Sommelier? Would she be a sommelier, Caroline?
What did I say, Cavassier? But I was about to say sommelier.
Well, she's been doing some studying. She didn't take no tests, but she was sharp, boy. On that line, it was unbelievable.
Idiot said salt of the earth just out of nowhere. Salt of the earth. Tyler's just an idiot.
That she was.
Shout out to Bonnie. gets a shout out here
at Mari Vineyards, by the way. Great spot. I'm a new wine guy. I'll tell y'all about it at 4 o'clock.
Let's go. Let's attempt to get to break for a second time. The Rockets.